I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 19th. The U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts is taking an interest in the dispute between the cities of Boston and Quincy regarding the proposed reconstruction of the Long Island Bridge. A spokesperson for U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins confirmed that her office had sent a letter about the issue to Quincy officials. Rollins' office confirmed it was opening a federal investigation into the dispute, but declined further comment. When asked about the development, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu declined to comment. Wu supports the idea of opening a recovery campus on Long Island, an idea that began with the administration of former Mayor Marty Walsh. The bridge to the island was demolished in 2015, leaving a campus of brick buildings behind. Long Island is a part of Boston and was previously accessed by a bridge from Moon Island. The only road to Moon Island runs through Squantum, which is heavily residential. In 2018, Quincy City Council banned commercial vehicles from connecting access roads, and the Quincy Conservation Commission denied Boston's application to rebuild the bridge. But the commission's decision was effectively rendered null and void in 2020 when a judge found that the decision was legally superseded by the State Department of Environmental Protection. Rollins' office said it planned to investigate the situation for compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, which prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities, including substance abuse disorder. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch said his opposition to the bridge is just based on traffic issues. It would cost over $43 million to revitalize Wollaston Center. City Council this week gave preliminary approval to a plan to create an urban renewal district in Wollaston Center to encourage new development. Plan still needs further city and state approval, but supporters say it will encourage new growth in the area along Hancock and Beale Streets and Newport Avenue. Quincy Water Department is one of 39 across the state that are being recognized for their noteworthy public service last year. Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection recently presented commendations to the public water systems for what officials said was excellent water service to the public, no violations or non-compliance issues, and efforts that support public water supply services, such as source water protection, water quality, and conservation. Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Beth Card said the awards were presented as part of National Drinking Water Week, which supports safe, clean, and healthy drinking water. Mark Villapando from the Quincy DPW was on hand to accept that award. State health officials announcing they've confirmed a case of monkeypox, the first case of the rare virus identified in the U.S. this year. Department of Public Health said the infection was found in an adult male who recently traveled to Canada. They say the case poses no risk to the general public. The man, a Massachusetts resident, has been hospitalized at Mass General since May 12th. He is in isolation and in stable condition. Hospital said because the disease is so rare, it took 6 days to diagnose with help from the CDC. The state is now working on contact tracing. Mass General doctor said the patient traveled to Canada, but did not have a travel history to areas with high levels of monkeypox. Symptoms can resemble early flu-like symptoms and then turn into lesions that spread on the body. Most infections last 2 to 4 weeks. Health officials said monkeypox is not easily spread. The CDC is tracking multiple clusters of the virus that have been reported in Portugal, Spain, and the United Kingdom. A woman struck and killed by a car in Brockton yesterday morning is identified as 50-year-old Shafang Wu from Brockton. It took place in the area of Ash and West Chestnut Streets. According to the Plymouth County DA, a witness said a Toyota Prius struck a telephone pole and then a pedestrian at about 6:30 yesterday morning. Victim taken to Good Samaritan Hospital and pronounced dead. No foul play is suspected. Check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow fell 1,164 points. The NASDAQ dropped 566. The S&P lost 165. Shares dropped sharply in Asia after the broad Wall Street sell-off triggered by dismal results from major retailer Target that renewed worries over the impact of high inflation. Currencies are higher, oil at $110 a barrel. Red Sox bounced back last night, beat the Astros 5-1, and they'll take on Seattle at Fenway tonight at 7:10. And Celtics in Miami for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat at 8:30, looking for their first win. The National Weather Service forecast, scattered showers today, high around 60. For tonight, gradual clearing, a low 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 77. And then summer heat over the weekend, hazy, hot, and humid Saturday, high 93. Sunday, hot, humid, with scattered storms, a high 94. For the boater, waves 2 feet, light southeast wind, high tide right before 3 p.m. Sunrise, 5:18, set at 8:02. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 19th.